Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So good morning, Running Commentary listeners. First of all, an explanation. I am not here with Paul Tonkinson because he is, he's busy, but also he's so fixated on his speedy marathon he can't even face talking about it this week. So luckily I have got a guest with me who is also Paul, but not Paul. It's John Halpin.
How confusing.
Yeah, sorry to introduce you so complicatedly. It's almost kind of cryptic, that introduction.
Kind of is.
So, yeah, because absolutely fascinatingly, I found out the other day that you're running the marathon. It's not your first London marathon, is it?
No, it's the fifth. It's the fifth.
Yeah, mine too. Fifth marathon.
Marvellous.
Excellent. So that's why you're so relaxed, even though the marathon is just days away. It's not freaking you out or anything, right?
I would be, except I have a slight problem in that I've got to ride a crossroad while I'm doing it.
You've never done that before?
Not really.
Yeah.
It's kind of a little bit mad. I mean, we're walking along. We're running. We're kind of walking, actually. It's virtually walking.
No, it's good.
This is my pace. We're running Thameside, and my job is to... I'm given a word by 26 people standing at the 26 mile post.
Yeah,
and they hold up a word as I pass, and I've got to record a clue to that word, and then by the end, handing over hopefully a completed awful Guardian crossword to my editor, who was sitting next to me in the north stand of. The MX Stadium yesterday as Brighton got promoted, and we were talking about this.
Oh my goodness.
And he said it better be decent. I said, I'm really sorry, it's going to be dreadful.
So much going on. You dropped the Brighton thing as well. So let's rack them up, right? You're here instead of Paul Tonkinson. Your name isn't Paul,
no.
But you write the Guardian crossword as Paul.
Yes,
we're
right.
Running London on Sunday. We're running in London
today.
You've come from Brighton, and Brighton won the football.
Yes.
Brighton and Hove.
Yes.
So, God, it's information overload. So, setting across this, I was just saying before we started running, I am a lover of running and cryptic crosswords.
Wonderful.
And, I think I've probably been irritating you as we exchanged emails last few days, so I can't help trying to set crossword clues.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I think it is quite a good use of headspace. I think at least some of the time it's going to help you on Sunday, don't you think? Because it's something to think about.
Quite possibly, yeah. If you're not thinking about pain, but I'm slightly concerned that people are going to hold up words like pain and war.
Yeah.
They have been briefed.
Suffering. Yeah. That's not good. No, we're just going. But I was just going to get a picture of St. Paul's. It's just gone into cloud. Look at that. Very disappointing. But nevertheless, it's a nice day. I don't know. This isn't optimum marathon weather because it's cold and windy. But this would be all right on Sunday, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be okay, yeah.
I'd like a degree or two up and no wind.
Brighton was over 20 degrees last week. And I think,
did you do it? Or
I
just
think, no, my wife's talked before, but I think that's a little bit too warm.
Yeah, that's right.
It's fine.
I think the worst thing in Brighton were anyone who tried to maintain... There you are, that's you in London. anyone who tried to maintain or get the speed they planned. Because when the heat goes up like that, you just the physics of the whole thing change. And you've got to let it go. So, yeah, so you'll be setting for the non-cryptic crossword. You basically, you've got to deconstruct the word, rebuild it in a witty way, and throw it into a sentence that has a clue to the word in it as well.
Kind of, I mean, ideally witty, but...
Yeah, witty was a bit strong. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put the pressure on there.
So if your mind is being stimulated by the words we're passing, I'm just looking at the Thames.
Yeah.
If one of the words came up, Thames.
Yep.
I'd be thinking, what can I do with this?
Yep.
And usually, we try and find in crossword world a way to define a word in a different way. So rivers are usually defined as flower.
Yeah.
It's not a flower, but it's actually a flower.
Flower.
So you might be doing that, but actually, rivers also run. So river.
Yeah, so running. Running through London.
The Thames is a runner.
Yeah, good.
So runner has set off. London runner has set off.
Backwards?
Has set is an anagram of Thames.
Right, yeah, sorry.
So off.
Around.
Off suggests that it's an anagram.
Yeah.
And London runner is the Thames. So if...
Where's the M?
Thames...
You need the M.
Oh, no, have I got it wrong? Oh, gosh, I'm running. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. Runs. Well ahead.
Runner has set up. Thames. Yeah. That was good, though. See, that's good practice for you.
Exactly. Shows how awful it's going to be, and I'm only on mile one. This is a real problem.
Well, I did... no, it's going to be great. I did it... I got in the car the other day and spent... but that's the other thing. It's because you've got to do it every mile, so you're doing one every few minutes. But I spent about 100 miles trying to make up a crossword clue for the word Bassenthwaite.
Oh, it's great, eh? Wow.
I didn't come up with anything, don't get me wrong. That's the other thing. It's like anything. It's like when you think about the time or the clock, you start off thinking very clearly and having really good ideas, and then in the end, little composite bits of information just start rattling around.
Well, yeah.
Like a cheese dream.
Exactly.
So that's how I think it's going to go for you. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
So it's your fifth marathon.
Yep.
Give us the report. How did you... What was the decision? Oh, that guy's looping like I do. What led you into your first one? What was your marathon moment?
I was actually on kind of one of these personal development courses where you sort of be your word about what you're going to say.
Yep.
This guy stood up and said, I want to run the London Marathon. He sat down, happened to sit back down next to me.
Yep.
And I said, oh, I'll do that. And then I was like, oh, my God, I guess I've got to do it now. And I was very fat at the time.
You're right.
So I'm really glad I did.
That's brilliant. So you just went, you literally, it was the first step. The first step was, I'm going to do it. And then all the running and not being fat and stuff came after that.
Yeah.
Because mine was kind of the other way around. I lost weight, then I started running. And then I thought, I'm spending a lot of time doing this, I should probably do something useful. So when was your, have you done it every year or dotted it down the years?
I've done it sort of four of the last 8 or 9, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's really, really good fun. And we're going to have 26 people to wave and or abuse me on the way.
Yeah, it's great that you've got a spin on it.
It's lovely having supporters there, isn't it?
You realise that I'm now going to run the marathon making up half-baked useless crossword clues that no one's ever going to hear.
I still can't believe I didn't spot that M thing.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
It's my fault. I blame myself.
Thinking and running at the same time, just don't mix.
No, that's right. I mean, where do you normally set your car? I don't know how. I always daydream what it's like to be a crossword setter. Is it a bustling 9 to 5? Do you have to commute?
I sit in a cafe all day in Brighton.
Yeah.
And stare out of a window. And it's lovely, really. We're torturing people from a distance. It's very cowardly, really. No one gets to find out who we are.
No, that's right. When I found out it was you, I was incredibly excited. That was a big moment for me.
So you're putting yourself out there. It's a very, very different thing entirely.
Yes, that's right. So,
by the way.
I am... because the crossword thing, so people always say... They say, you know, I'd love to do a cryptocrossword, but I don't know how to do it. But the thing is, it's a language, isn't it? You can't just learn a set of rules. It's a learning a way of thinking.
Yes.
And like you say, within that, there's loads of little rules. But it's the same as computer games. That the more you do it, the more, when you spot a new rule, you know what the shape of it is going to be, you know?
Yeah.
Even if you've never come across it before.
Absolutely. And the first time you solve a clue for yourself, it's you sort of learn for yourself, gosh, I thought I couldn't do something, and I can.
Yes.
And you get a sense of confidence in yourself.
Yeah. There's more similarities with running than you think.
Sure, very much.
And the other great thing about, like you say, thinking you can't do it, I always think that the greatest, to paraphrase the Usual Suspects line, the greatest tricks the devil had ever pulled. The greatest trick a cryptic crossword clue has is it isn't what it sounds like it means. So if you can learn to ignore what the sentence sounds like in the first place, you've kind of done 75% of the job.
Yes, exactly. And then we're actually taught in crossword world to write a clue that really, really makes sense and couldn't possibly sound like a crossword clue. It's sort of, man bought an ice cream.
Yeah, here comes
sounds
a donkey.
Like, you know, but actually, an experienced crossword solver might not read it anyway. They're already sort of cutting it up into pieces.
Yes. So you don't even hear it. That's right.
Yes.
I remember a long time ago, the crossword clue, I want 1,000 giraffes on my desk by tomorrow morning.
Yes.
1, 4, 5.
That was one of mine, but you knew that.
I knew that. Well, it's absolutely great. And there you go. Nice. But that's the prime example of what you just said.
Yeah.
Listeners, have you got it yet? It's a tall order. Come on, it's right there. And that was beautiful, you know.
Thanks.
I'm still working on Thursdays, by the way. How many crosswords a week do you set?
I'm kind of once a week in The Guardian.
Yeah.
A couple of times a month in The Times, where we're so cowardly we don't even show our name.
Yeah, yeah.
Pseudonym. And two or three in the FT and one in The Telegraph, one in The Independent.
Oh, you're into double figures then. So you're whacking them out.
So, no, it's really, really good fun.
Yeah, great.
One day I'll get a proper job, though.
And can you, talking of hiding in plain sight, can you commit, when is your marathon crossword coming out? When's it going to hit the stands?
I might be a couple of weeks, but we haven't pinned down a date because I'm still on a promise to produce something that's half decent.
So you might have to. It's a bit like when bands produce a live album.
Yeah.
You might have to go and do a bunch of overdubs once the race is finished.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, the story hopefully will be covered and we'll actually show some of the awful clues as they were. And if you want to solve a proper crossword, go to edited crossword, go to this page and blah blah blah. So,
oh, brilliant. And are you is the story going to be covered by our friend The Guardian's own Kate Carter?
Well, we hope so.
Yeah, yes. Great.
We're going to have Kate Carter and I wrote a clue for her name as well, but I can't remember what it is. You can nearly get Racetrack out of it, which
is
nice.
Very good.
It's lovely playing with people's names, and
yeah,
your name works really well as well.
Yeah, you did a lovely clue to my name. I can't remember what it was now.
Thanks, but it's no, you got deer in there, and you can disguise that as the word does, D-O-E-S, which is really does, as
good,
in
good, yeah,
a deer,
yeah, so a little female deer
to hide in the word. But actually, your name structurally works really well because it's. It's deer in robing.
Yeah.
So you're constantly looking for words that you can use that are simple to clue.
That's lovely. See? I'm hoping this is evangelistic now. We've got runners going, yeah, when I finish this run, I'm going to do the blooming crossword.
Yeah,
and quite right too.
Yeah, and I'm setting myself up to do how to solve events as well. So
yeah.
Via crosswordpool.com, which is going to go live very shortly. So
crosswordpool.com, and that's coming. That's
great. It's going to go live very next couple of weeks or something like that. So do come along.
Yeah, great. So, and as far as the running goes, we're coming along through London here. This is that sort of we're on the South Bank, so we're seeing all the sights that we will see at the end of the marathon when we come along the North Bank. And there's a helicopter flying.
It's wonderful.
What are you gonna? Tell me about your training and what you've eaten and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I have a 4-year-old, so I eat whatever he's left on his plate.
Great, yeah.
Very hard ice cream.
How how good an eater is he? Because that can lead to quite a lot of food, in my experience.
Well, actually, if I'm really, really honest and responsible with myself, I put 6 times as much as he needs on his plate.
Yeah, good. So,
his name is Aaron, which is hidden in the words Tarama Salata Bananarama and Caramel.
Good. Good. Already setting him up for the family, family business.
It's fun.
Here we go. This is a Ferris wheel in front of the London Eye, which is also a big wheel. Big wheel in London.
Nice. Nice. Nice.
I was trying to remember what I was coming across the Thames to see you, and I made up a clue to a monument, but I can't remember what it was now. Something about... my mum's round on drugs.
Oh, brilliant.
With a good book. Yeah, lovely. Mum round on.
Yeah.
Monum. Yeah. On drugs, NT for the New Testament. There you go.
Wonderful.
London thing. That's what it was.
London thing.
You can use that.
Previously, I was trying to solve it because you just sent me the clue. I was trying to work out how it could be marathon. Because it starts Mar. It's a London thing.
Yeah.
Here but we I'm go. A terrible solver, really terrible.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's totally, you don't want to hear clues, you want to set them.
Yeah.
I'm the same with guessing games.
Oh,
I don't really like guessing
what
games.
What sort of guessing games do you like?
You know when people say, you know, guess what I'm thinking now, or 20 questions and stuff? That's why I prefer a cryptic clue, because all the information is there.
Yes.
You know, when someone says, have a guess to me, I always think, I don't want to.
Well, I mean, arguably a cryptic clue is fairer because you have 2 bites of the cherry.
Yes.
Whereas with a quick, you can say fish 5 letters and it could be trout or perch or...
Yes, that's right.
...bream or anything.
You know, one of my friends who got me into cryptic crosswords, that was the first thing they said, was that you can cross-reference it. You know when you've got it right.
Yes.
That is much more fun because you've got that confidence.
Yes.
But also, conversely, it means finding out the answers is a lot less satisfying.
Yes.
Because often you can find out the answer without knowing why.
Uh-huh.
And it just, you think, well, that doesn't help me.
Well, that's interesting as well, because some people love the process, some people don't like that, and some people like the process of working out why afterwards.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes I always think the amount of work you put in, if you get more joy out than the work you put in,
yeah,
that's kind of rule of thumb. But
yeah.
And sometimes the joy is working out why and going, oh my, why didn't I see that? It's brilliant.
Yeah. No, it's always right there. And also you get that thing, and I think this is something I find solving your own clues, is that sense when you know exactly how it's going to work, but you haven't got it yet.
Yes.
So you don't know what the answer is, but you know how the answer is going to be reached.
So much fun.
It's great.
Isn't it? Is it a little bit like writing running a great joke or a great... one of your bits?
Yeah, I think so. I think the main corollary with those, there's two important similarities. One is the reveal. I mean, the best, I don't do that much direct observation of comedy, but the best observation of comedy is where you take something that's completely familiar to the audience, but then when they hear it, they go, I never saw it that way before. So there's that sense of the reveal.
Yes.
And the other thing that is the wonder of a good joke and a good crossword clue is economy. You don't want any words there that aren't helping. And that is in both contexts, you know.
And there's timing also in a clue.
Yes.
I can't quite explain it. Probably you could do it better than me, but you once asked for a clue to be edited, although it worked perfectly well in The Guardian, because it just, for me, didn't have a rhythm.
Yes, right.
That would lead you to chuckle at the end. And I thought, is this me being really pretentious? But I can't explain it.
Yeah, you just want it to roll a certain way. That's beyond setting and comedy. And you're getting to scansion, aren't you? Like poetry and songwriting. And again, I totally get that.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So we're opposite the... This is funny because 25 minutes ago, Theresa May made a big announcement. And actually, I was on Downing Street, wasn't it? But I don't know what it was because we were out here running.
What was that?
I don't know. She said, I'm going to make an announcement and she'll have done it by now.
Gosh.
She'll get one of me and you here.
Wow.
And do it.
Thanks.
There's the clock behind us. How long... what time do you expect to walking past Big... running past Big Ben on Sunday?
About 7 in the evening, probably. I don't know. I usually finish... Gosh, I'm ever so slow.
Oh, that's good.
So...
You've got to take your time so you can get these crosses going. Yeah, let's go back. That'll be in excess of 3 miles.
What about you?
I think if I'm running well,
yep.
I think I have it within my power to run it in under 3:20.
Wonderful.
I'd like to run it in under 3:15. But I think that I would have a bad day if it was less than 3:20.
Yeah.
I think that's what I've got in the pot.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one because on the one hand, I'm kind of facing up to the fact that I think, pretty much provably 5 minutes slower than I used to be. But on the other hand, I'm only 5 minutes slower than I used to be, and I used to be pretty fast. So I don't want to just throw it all away, you know?
I think that's pretty fast. That seems pretty fast.
Yeah, it's nice. It's the luxury and running commentary listeners will get is that I'm normally, out of me and Paul, I'm the slow one. So it's nice for me to be the speedy one. Let's talk about it a bit longer. You know, and I can get any time I like. Whatever time I get, he's going to be faster. You know, whether he gets his 3 hours or not, if he comes in after me, he's had a nightmare.
Gosh, wow. Wow. That's extraordinary.
So... talking of Paul, your Cosford setter name is Paul.
Yes.
And that's to do with your... I just started asking a key question just as we got caught up in a big crowd outside Shrek's Adventure.
Can I just point out, this is the point, just here, I proposed to my wife.
Oh, nice!
Right here, by the way. And I said, I'm sorry, I don't have a ring, but if you stick a finger in there, you can pretend this is the biggest one I've got.
That is
so
fantastic.
That's all we did, and I painted a little gold band on a... And I think we've just gone for a little run, actually, from South London, and then we ran back engaged.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Ah. Do you think, was that a big surprise for her, or did she know it was coming?
Kind of, yeah.
I tell you, it would have been a long run back if she'd said no.
Yes. Very heavyweight, yeah.
When was that?
That would have been 6 years ago. So.
Okay, well, congratulations. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about to get back round to Waterloo Bridge, which is where I proposed to my wife. And I didn't know.
Good Lord!
I just had a cardboard cutout. Oh, we've been fabulous. Waiting for this day. We've been waiting for this day. Well, we should propose to each other.
Amazing.
Isn't that great? And I just, funny enough, me and my wife, it's our wedding anniversary next week. And that'll be our 14th wedding anniversary.
Sorry. Yes.
And I just gave her an engagement ring about 3 weeks ago. So.
Oh, wow.
I think she's into it.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, yeah, come on down. And there is a couple. Oh, what's her name? There's a woman I met at the marathon launch lunch who is running for... She's recently survived some fairly serious cancer, and she's running the marathon for a cancer charity and with her fiance, but they're getting married first.
Wow.
at the Cutty Sark.
Oh,
so they're going to have quite a big day.
Oh, amazing. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, talking of running for charity.
Yes.
I was going to get to your Paul not Pauliness.
Yes. So my Paul was, I'm named Paul because Paul was my brother growing up.
Yeah.
I have two fabulous sisters, but I had one brother who died in a car accident back in 89. And this week he would have been 55.
Right.
And so I'm
But I also, his name was Paul.
Yeah.
And he was 27 when he died. And
that's a great way to commemorate him, you writing your crossword.
Yeah, but it's also pushed me to get half decent at it. And I thought, if I take his name, I've really got to succeed with this.
You've got to do justice to it. Yeah.
Justice. And it's really lovely to be able to see his name every week and to have the opportunity, thank you, to mention his name to plenty of people, because he was such a lovely guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm Paul running for Paul this time round.
Yeah.
So if you go to, I'd love, it'd be wonderful to get a donation, but there's a picture of my brother on my Just Giving site.
Great. And what's the charity?
It's for Sense.
Right.
Sense UK for the deafblind.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been running them for a few years. Pretty wonderful.
Oh, that's good. And also, that means, as well as setting great crosswords in his name, you've got to run good math in his name. Oh, that's a good impetus, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
There's the Waterloo Bridge up ahead of us on the left, the Ladies' Bridge, as they call it. Right in the middle of it, where those two buses are. That's what I proposed.
Oh, really?
But it was on a really grim night in London. In London? Of course it's in London. In January.
Yes.
It was raining. It was dark.
Really?
I really hadn't thought it through. I think I had the Kinks in my head.
Oh, really?
Rather than the actual sunset. Date, wow. And the weather. But anyway, she said yes. But at first she said, I gave her an envelope with a photo of a ring in it, right? And her first answer was, no. But I'm pretty sure it was, no, I don't believe it, no, so that's okay.
Oh, brilliant.
Did you know Waterloo Bridge is known as the Ladies' Bridge?
I didn't know.
Because they built it as a World War II bridge. So it's built by women while all the men were off in the forces.
Gosh.
Yeah, good on them. It's a good one.
It is fabulous.
Yeah, well done, girls. Yeah. I'd like to apologise for using the word girls there. So I was kind of complaining about this weather, but it's really glorious, really.
It really is.
It's just a friend of mine ran at the weekend and was saying the headwind was a bit tough. But then the London Marathon flips backwards and forwards, so if there is any kind of wind, anytime it's hindering you, it's going to help you some other time.
Yes, of course. And it's a fairly flat course as well, which...
It is.
Which helps.
It's taken me a few years to admit that.
Yeah.
Because when you're on the tiny gradients it's got, you think, well, this isn't flat. Yeah. But it's true. It's flat as marathons come, really.
Yes.
Apart from incredibly dull ones that go along arterial roads and back again.
Yes. Have you done other marathons as well, apart from London?
I have. I've done York... Yorkshire Marathon out of York
good
twice.
Lord, that must have been tough.
It is, you know, again, they always say that that one's flat, and it isn't.
Right.
But it is a fast course, and it is a nice gradient. I think they're worried that people who haven't done it think that it's going to literally go up and down mountains, you know.
Yep.
But it just goes over a swell in the landscape.
Oh, okay.
And it goes over it and then comes back over it. But,
okay.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt, because me and Paul have both got... best times up there, and I've done Berlin as well.
Oh, my wife's from Berlin. What's your time there?
It was 3:32, but that's with kind of 22 miles of really fast running and 4 miles of angry walking.
Oh, right.
So I was just done. I just wrote the thing off.
Yes.
But I think it's a great marathon. It just wasn't for me. Not that day.
Yeah.
Have you done any anywhere else?
Just London. I say, yeah, my wife's in Brighton. And,
yeah.
And her best was in Berlin, actually. She's about an hour faster than me or more.
Yeah, right. So which of you was the runner first?
I think we both started about the same time, but just before we got married.
Yeah.
So
she took to it like a duck to water, and you took to it like a duck to it, like a road surface.
I really am not quite sure I like running particularly, but there you go.
It is, you know, I always get out for a run. I absolutely love running, and yet I suppose you kind of go through all this psychological stuff in the days before a marathon. I said, listen, I've got to run.
Yeah.
I think this was yesterday, a couple of days ago. Sorry, I can't help you with the kids there. I can't help with this packed lunch you're making.
Yeah.
I've got to go for a run. She said, well, have fun. And I was like, it will not be fun. It was. She was right. But, you know, it isn't always fun, is it? Let's put it that way.
So you get to a point where, especially with London, it does become fun. I mean, for me personally, when you get past 21 and you start thinking about the embankment and...
Yes.
Suddenly...
The London of it.
Suddenly it's lined with screaming people. And I love running inches away from people's faces.
Yes.
At the side.
Yep.
Looking to their eyes. Because you really take the hairs of the back of my neck.
So yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
It's really full
of the first time I did it, I was really cross that it started so far out of town and took so long to get to this bit. We're just looking across the North Embankment there.
Yep.
Pop out and come along there. Particularly once you've gone through that little tunnel, Blackfriars Tunnel, you just come out, and like you say, even though people have been cheering you all the way, it kind of all goes up a gear.
Yeah.
And I used to really resent the way they say that. But actually, I think, yeah, it's such a good... Well, like we were saying about rhythm and jokes and...
Yep.
Thanks. And crossover clues, it's like a punchline, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get to, I'd say, maybe 23 miles, and suddenly it changes up a gear, and you're in central London.
Yes.
You can see Big Ben. And like you say, the crowds are just throbbing around you.
You really have to get present. You're in the moment.
Yep.
That's just every second, just relish it. It's just...
And you have, and generally you're basically having a good time one way or another that a couple of miles ago you couldn't imagine you could have.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely great. So, as a many-time Londoner, London marathoner, have you got any special insider tips for someone running it for the first time? Something like, don't attempt to set a crossword.
No, I do. I tell people, applaud the crowd.
Yes, right.
People don't do it, and actually you can, because they've made a big effort to come out, and it's amazing what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you say thank you very much and applaud them, they all up off their feet, and they're suddenly for you.
Yes, that's right. And altruistically, the next wave of people behind you as well.
Yes.
You'll use that bit of crowd
up. Yeah,
they give it back.
Yes.
No, that's a really good point. In fact, I heard Chris Evans this morning saying on the radio how there's a mindset and a skill set to being in the crowds at the London Marathon, which is equivalent to running it, you know.
Yes.
And it's true. It's an amazing thing to do. And it is a marathon, you know. If you really go to that barrier and give the energy, you could be standing, clapping, cheering and giving positive energy for hours.
I mean, our feet may hurt, but our hands never do at the end of the marathon. Right.
Absolutely. Unless we're running in a very odd way.
That would be a gimmick.
I remember when I was a child, I used to imagine doing a London Marathon with a friend pushing a shopping trolley with taking a chance to be in it. And it seemed so easy to me at the time. And now I know what a nightmare that would be.
But I think now you brought the possibility up. It's got to happen.
That's right. The thing is also, it's a little bit, you know, there's something a little bit low rent about it. You kind of, to do it properly, you should really not have a place in the marathon, steal the shopping trolley, and just break into the course.
Perfect.
You know, the whole thing is there. Oh, good call.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, okay,
No, you're right.
Well, we could go both ways, but the interview would suffer.
They need stewards here, don't they?
So we're just going under Blackfriars Bridge, coming back past the Founders Arms. Runner has set, messed up. Oh, no, you do it. You do it.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Well, obviously messed it up last time. But, you know, just coming into Southwark before, and I just suddenly thought, I haven't clued the word Southwark before, because it just struck me as the sort of word that looks awkward just at a glance.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think you start looking at the structure of a word,
yeah,
and you can see souk, S-O-U-K, around the outside of his market. Suddenly you've got London's Borough Market.
Nice.
And then, hang on, then you get excited.
And that's like you're saying about making it not sound like a clue. Your Borough Market is basically now, it's already a cryptic crossword clue, because it's a clue, it's a definition and a clue.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh. But then you look at what's inside souk.
Yeah.
And you've got T-H-W-A-R, you think, well, the war without E. But it's thwart, which is unfinished. So think, what's a word that might be thwart? You think foil. And then I've got to suggest that goes inside. So there's like a wrapping idea.
Oh.
So it's London's Borough Market has needs endless foil for wrapping. Or something like that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So you're putting all these...
See, I love that. The only thing, the concern I have in my mind is a couple of my... my wife and at least one of my old friends... You kind of get to a really satisfying crossword clue like that, and you say, you get it, and you explain it.
Yeah.
And again, this is like comedy, because then they go, oh. Like the reveal leads to a groan. It's like, that's not a groan. If I told a joke and got that sound, I would say to the audience, never groan the gold. This is the good stuff.
Grund is an anagram of Erdogan.
Oh, let's not get on these steps. Please don't break an ankle on my account.
I won't break a leg.
This would be a bad time to do that.
Break a leg, you get Gale. Okay. Which we've got coming at us.
Yeah. That's right. See, but that would be a tailwind. That would be okay. So, yeah, it's the Tuesday before the marathon. We're going to whack this out. When are you going to the expo?
On Saturday. Yeah. What about you?
On Thursday, me and Paul are being interviewed. So that'll
wonderful.
Be good. This was Wren's house while he was making St. Paul's. I'm going to get a picture of that. Apparently.
I didn't know that. Gosh.
The apocryphal version is that he would sit there eating his boiled egg and then look up across the Thames and think, you know what I could do?
Brilliant.
I should actually get the matching picture of St. Paul's to give the idea. Of course, in those days, he could just get in a boat and, you know, a servant would simply row him across. You can't do wonderful. That now. You get in a lot of trouble. There it is. So, yeah, that's it. He was sitting there. Because they didn't finish it till after he died. So that's not as satisfying, is it?
Not satisfying at all.
I saw, we went up Hampstead Heath yesterday, and it's great the way from Kite Hill, Parliament Hill.
Yes.
You can see St. Paul's just in front of the Shard.
Just amazing.
It's really beautiful. It's really... I can never tire of coming down the South Bank, I have
no,
to say.
It's amazing.
It's the best place. I think that the coolest people know that it's where you should propose.
Yeah, obviously. It's not amazing.
It's brilliant, isn't it? It's within the feet of each other.
The shard's an anagram of thrash, by the way. And I was at we have every year we have a Times dinner where all the crossword setters sit at the top of the Times buildings.
Yep.
And there's a wonderful surround view of London there. And a couple of years back, James Harding, who was then the Times editor, was happened to be sitting next to me, and I was talking to him, and all I could see behind him was the Shard, which is hidden in his name, and it was really off-putting.
James, I can't listen to you.
Sharding.
Shard for me, and again, see, I put Shard in a joke. I did it, and it's quite a crossroady joke, because I did it like a dictionary definition, because it was Shard, A... tallest building in Western Europe.
Yes.
B, what Kirsty Allsop did this morning. Shard. Just after breakfast.
Brilliant. I might have to nick that.
Yeah. Well, that was inspired by the fact that they got her, of all people, to do the advertising for a Tile Giant, which, of course, she pronounces as if both words have an AR in the middle. Tile Giant.
That's brilliant.
And there we go. Oh. So yeah, we're allowed to. I think if we, as soon as we drop, we don't even have to get back to. Let me get it right. Golden Hind.
Okay.
I always want to call the Golden Hind the Cutty Sark. Get very confused. We in my book, since we're tapering, we're allowed to stop when we've done 3 miles, which we must have done around now. Let's have a look. I can't. It won't let me. Won't let me find out. It's telling me about stocks and shares. Do you? Wear a watch? Will you measure your do anything like that when you're running on Sunday?
I've got a watch to record.
Oh, you've got a dictaphone type deal. Yeah.
Well, it's what's it called? An Apple iWatch.
Yeah.
So I've got to look. I've got to turn my wrist. Automatically comes on. Find the word. Find the press it. Then. Shout the clue in, and then find this tiny little button which says stop.
Yeah.
And I'm dreading that post about 10th mile, I think.
Yeah, that's right. No, it sounds to me like you're going to go through, it's going to be kind of religious. You'll go from it being a bit difficult but doable.
Yes.
To being absolutely like, you're like a Jedi, like second nature.
Yes.
To being impossible. Why did they design it like this? Here we are, there's the Golden Hind 2. Sir Francis Drake's famous galleon. I'll get you with it without me. There you are, ready to run and do your crossword and everything. And we ran about 3.5 miles just then.
Fabulous. That was great
so
fun.
Tell me again your the new crossword website.
Crosswordpool.com. It's not gone live yet, but it will do very shortly.
Very good, okay.
We're running sort of crossword events from there, how to solve. Also, how to set if you want to write.
I totally do want to set a crossword. But that's another story.
Personal tuition on how to do it as well. So.
And your Just Giving page is, well, we'll share it from Running Commentary, but is it easy to remember as an address, or is that something to link to?
It's, gosh,
jhalpern-1, I think. If you just look
we'll
John Halpern.
We'll post the link.
Thank you. Could you?
Yeah, definitely. And Running Commentary you can get on Run Compod. Paul Tonkinson will, of course, return. But I don't know what he would have said about all this crossword talk anyway. So, you know, that's it's lucky he wasn't here. And thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you. And you?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style. Yeah.